Hello, everybody. This is entitled Biden, Johnson, Macron, Trudeau, Schultz. Hang your heads in shame. Putin and his Ukraine talk mopped the floor with all of you. Pictured above, Russian President Vladimir Putin during his epic address to his citizens and now for the world. Can you imagine car salesman Joe Biden, buffoon Boris Johnson, Rothschild's boy toy Emmanuel Macron, Klaus Schwab's maple leaf Barbie, Justin Trudeau, or NATO / CIA deep stater Olaf Scholz talk to their people like President Vladimir Putin just did to explain why Russia decided to recognize the Donbass republics located in current-day Ukraine? Nah, I can't either. Western leaders are all finger puppets of the World Economic Forum, CIA, military contractors, Big Pharma, and the rest of Wall Street. They don't lead. They are managed and controlled. They are handed scripts and told to read them into the camera. Sorry to say. In contrast, Putin's address to his citizens is a tour de force, a masterclass in history, geography, and geopolitics, all logic and coherence. Clocking in as a one-hour Rooseveltian fireside chat, I hope you find the time to read the English translation below to see what real people-focused leadership is all about. Before starting, here is a short preface by Irina Boyko, who posts about all things Russia / USSR on China Rising Radio Sinoland, in which I update on a daily basis. Having grown up in the USSR and then after the fall of the Berlin Wall, she knows her stuff. And here is her little preface. The people who created the Soviet Union followed a path unknown to anyone. As is common to all people, they made mistakes along the way. It was these mistakes and miscalculations that Putin spoke about. There was no condemnation in his words of what these people did. Nevertheless, many mistakes in their actions led to fatal consequences, which we can only appreciate today. End of Irina's observation. Enjoy and learn. The address is below. Bye-bye.